Dean John Pizzuto says the College of Pharmacy generates $50 million every year in economic activity. It has 350 students, more than 75 instructors, and clinical sites on all islands. Their faculty has brought in $30 million in grants. 95% of their 257 graduates are now licensed pharmacists. But to continue its success, the program needs to maintain accreditation.
If the College of Pharmacy were not accredited, that would be the demise of the college. We need to be accredited for our students to become licensed pharmacists.
Without $38 million for a building, the College of Pharmacy will lose its accreditation.
On a site visit in April, we were found completely compliant with 29 of the 30 standards. But when it came to physical facilities, we were found non-compliant. Well, why have we been compliant up until now? We've had a plan up until now. We've gone from nothing to two site visits ago. We had been awarded $5.5 million from the state to plan and design our permanent facility. The plan is complete. We have a site.
Dean Pizzuto says they will have 1 year to present a specific plan to get the building or lose accreditation. He emphasizes that all students in the College of Pharmacy now and those entering in the fall are safe. They will graduate from an accredited college. But the future of the institution now must wait until the 2014 legislature opens next January. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.